The regional spokesman for the United Nations World Food Programme, Peter Smerdon, tells VOA that the agency was forced to withdraw 5 local staff members from the town of Afmodo in Lower Juba on Saturday. Smerdon says the move follows the evacuation of 6 WFP international workers from the town of Bwale in Middle Juba 9 days ago. Christian humanitarian organization World Vision also flew out 6 members of its staff in Bwale on the same day.
In Afmodo, it clashes between Islamist groups, and in Bwale, it was because of security concerns, which I can't go into.
WFP and World Vision are 2 of only a handful of international aid agencies operating in Somalia's southern regions. The United Nations says the evacuation of WFP staff is yet another blow to a country where a third of its population, more than 3.5 million people, need urgent food aid. On Saturday, Somalia's al-Shabaab militants took control of Afmodo after clashes with factions of an Islamist group called Hizbul Islam. Residents there say at least 12 people were killed. Hundreds of families have reportedly fled, fearing more violence between the rival Islamist groups. Hizbul Islam and al-Shabaab had formed an alliance earlier in the year to oppose Somalia's UN-backed transitional federal government. The 2 Islamist groups controlled much of southern Somalia while they jointly fought to keep the government from wielding any power outside of a small area in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. But in October, 2 clan-based factions of Hizbul Islam declared war on al-Shabaab in a power struggle over the southern city of Kismayo. Since then, they have been fighting for control of the entire Juba Valley. On Tuesday, the leader of Hizbul Islam, Hassan Dahir Aweis, broke months of silence by speaking to reporters outside Mogadishu. He urged both Islamist groups to lay down their weapons and resolve their differences through the Islamic courts. Aweis says he is concerned and distressed that 2 allies cannot solve disputes without resorting to violence. He says al-Shabaab should agree to use Islamic law, not guns, to resolve the conflict. Al-Shabaab is believed to be a proxy for Al-Qaeda in Somalia and is listed as a terrorist organization by the United States and Australia. Analysts say Aweis may be in a difficult position because although he is the leader of Hizbul Islam, he holds little sway over the clan-based Islamists fighting against Al-Shabaab in the Juba regions. Alicia Ruh, VOA News, Nairobi.